SBS Radio.
As coronavirus claims the life of a 14th Australian, officials are ramping up their response to the pandemic. From midnight tonight, anyone entering the country will be forcibly placed into quarantine for 2 weeks. State and territory governments have procured thousands of vacant hotel rooms and other accommodation for incoming passengers. Of Australia's more than 3,600 cases of COVID-19, the majority are linked to returning travellers. Australian Defence Force personnel, Border Force and police will be deployed to ensure people comply with the drastic quarantine requirements. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian is urging everyone to abide by the rules to curb the spread of the virus.
Now, we understand that some people have had a very stressful time trying to get back home, and we really, really want to consider their position. But we also need to consider the health and safety of 8 million residents in New South Wales, and also more broadly 25 million people in Australia, because we know that when they come into Sydney, many people will then be going back home across the nation. And we have a big, big responsibility and job ahead of us to protect the health and safety of everybody living in Australia.
Forced quarantine has already begun for some, with nearly 300 Australians from the Norwegian Jewel cruise ship in isolation at a hotel for 14 days. Confined to the Swissôtel in Sydney CBD, travellers are complaining of poor conditions, described as prison-like. The passengers say they have no fresh air or sunlight and are unable to receive food deliveries. In Western Australia, almost 50 suspected cases of coronavirus have been reported on another cruise ship, the Artania. The ship docked at Fremantle on Thursday, with 1,300 foreign nationals on board. 7 passengers and crew have tested positive so far, with 46 others displaying symptoms of coronavirus. Premier Mark McGowan says those that test positive to the virus will be taken to a private hospital in Perth for treatment.
All passengers who are able to travel home to Europe, to Germany, will be transferred under the Australian Border Force and the West Australian Police supervision to the airport. They will be put on chartered flights and airlifted home. The latest advice is that 4 separate aircraft will carry out this task over the next 24 to 36 hours.
Meanwhile, Victoria has experienced its biggest overnight jump in COVID-19 cases, reporting 111 new infections. The state's police force has also been granted the power to issue on-the-spot fines for people and businesses failing to follow restrictions in a bid to curb the spread of the virus. Return travellers who fail to self-isolate for 14 days will face fines of more than $1,600, while businesses in breach of mass gathering restrictions will be subject to penalties of almost $10,000. South Australia has announced similar penalties, with $1,000 on-the-spot fines for people in breach of quarantine orders and $5,000 fines for companies who ignore trade rules. Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews has stressed the importance of the new measure.
I hope we don't have to fine anybody. I'd hope we don't have to be going to these levels of enforcement, but giving police these sorts of powers is very important, and it sends a strong message, I hope. Follow the rules, do the right thing, keep your distance, stay at home. That is the key message, and if you're flouting those rules, you will be punished.
Further south, Tasmanian Premier Peter Gutwin is ordering any non-essential traveller arriving in the state after midnight on Sunday to spend 14 days in quarantine at a government facility. Non-essential travellers who arrive in the state are already required to self-isolate for 2 weeks at their residence. In Queensland, more COVID-19 patients will be able to be treated remotely after the state government announced an increase in concurrent telehealth appointments. Health Minister Stephen Miles says the state's expansion of telehealth capabilities from 90 to 1,600 concurrent appointments will mean most patients can be treated in their home or aged care facility.
More of our patients will get more of their specialist outpatient appointments from home or from their GP's clinic, avoiding exposing them to the risks of coming to hospital.
As the federal government prepares its third economic stimulus package, Labor is calling for support for the childcare sector. Enrolments at childcare centres have plummeted, while many staff have been stood down. Labor's early childhood education spokesperson Amanda Rishworth says the industry's at risk.
If we don't have action taken now, we could well see the permanent closure of hundreds of childcare centres around this country. not only making it difficult for essential workers, but also making it incredibly hard for the economy to recover after this crisis has passed.
Meanwhile, the federal government has announced an almost $300 million package to help hard-hit regional airlines survive the pandemic. Some $198 million has been earmarked to subsidise 138 different routes, while $100 million will be used to underwrite regional aviation companies. Deputy Prime Minister Michael McCormack says it will ensure workers keep their jobs.
For the 26,000 people who work in regional aviation, who rely both directly and indirectly for a job in regional aviation, we want them to have a job out the other side. We want as many of them to continue to work during this six-month hibernation period, where many of the routes that were once flown unfortunately won't be.
You can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Jennifer Liu, SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.